edition, September 22nd, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the very existence of this broadcast, remember, is something that the global establishment that is not looking out for you wants off the air, because they know that we're actually tracking their plan, their diabolical post-human world that's so horrible that most people can't believe it, so they won't look into it. But once you look into it, you find out indeed that this is the ultimate power trip. How do you finally conquer the world, which no one can ever do or maintain control of? Well, end humanity as we know it. Build a virtual matrix cage. Destroy the family. Turn humans into the equivalent of biological programmable androids. Or just make humans obsolete. Regardless, that's my main message. It's what we're fighting against. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Mike Adams is an accomplished writer, researcher, huge testing lab owner. I've known him 16, 17 years. But he's also a computer and software engineer, very respected one. When he called me yesterday morning, I believed him, but I went and checked myself, reminding myself of some of the research, because I'm not a computer engineer or software engineer. And so what he said was true. Google claims quantum supremacy was the Forbes article on DrudgeReport.com, making a major milestone in computing. And so I went and researched what Mike was telling me, and it's absolutely true. His big articles are up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, as well as his site where they came from, that's NaturalNews.com. Why Google's quantum supremacy means end of encryption security for cryptocurrency, then military finance, and personal communications. And that's exactly what it means. Talk about a singularity. This is the equivalent of a singularity in encryption. Now, I'm sure they'll find some way to work around it, but for how long? Because it's exponential. Talk about power of the gods in Greek mythology. This is it. We're going to be looking at every angle of that. He joins us at the bottom of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, in studio. Now, this is not getting any news coverage in the U.S. that I've seen. It's incredible footage. It's been out since Friday morning. I didn't even know about it till Saturday morning. Footage inside million-person concentration camps and footage of 600 people being led away to be executed. Now, this is confirmed to be real footage from a drone, a civilian drone. But undoubtedly, probably someone in the Chinese government that thinks this is wrong. There were even folks that thought Mao killing 60 million of his own people, and even more got killed after that. It's at 115 million, the Chinese government says. So this is unbelievable, being led away to their executions. That's coming up. Remember, they said political power grows out of a barrel of a gun. Mao took all the guns away, because there were actually a lot of folks that had guns in China before that. The rest is history, as you all know. Surprise, surprise, Jeffrey Epstein, now it's coming out, was drugging the women for mind control. That's mainstream news. We'll be getting into that. Of course, you heard that here 12 years ago, but now it's mainstream news. Obviously, Iran is saying they're not behind the cruise missile attacks on Saudi oil fields that crippled all of the spare production of the planet, half of Saudi production overall. And that is creeping towards major war. Then you've got Biden and his son and the gas company, the $4 billion company, and the millions his son got, and all the rest of it. We're going to go over all of that, because the media bit on this for a reason. They didn't misstep into, oh, wait, well, if Trump was telling foreign leaders to go after Biden, somehow that's illegal. It's not. Oh, well, this will hurt Biden just as bad. The Democrats want that. They're trying to replace him now with Elizabeth Warren, as we told you a long time ago. And then Hillary's supposed to come in the wings of that. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but that's what she's planning. And now you see that being said in the news. Tomorrow's news today, Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. Only way we win is when you spread those links. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
gentlemen. We are live broadcasting worldwide. Remember, in defiance of the Democratic Party, in defiance of Hollywood, in defiance of Hillary's official law firms on the East and West Coast filing more than 30 lawsuits against us, 21 of which have been thrown out in an attempt to shut us down, we are still here and America is still kicking as well. All right, let me dive right into the news and information first. This quantum computing supremacy that Google announced on Friday is no joke. And Mike Adams is going to be in here, computer and software engineer, at the bottom of the hour to break down just what this computing can do on record. And I'm really surprised that Forbes broke this via Google and then other people didn't pick up on how seismic it is. This is a pre-singularity. If you believe in the singularity theory of a total unification of all information and life when some supercomputer omnipresence is born, well, then there'll be many singularities along the way. Well, this is a big one, but I don't think it's going to be what you'd call a pre-tremor of the singularity. It's going to be something a little bit different than that. And, well, we're going to break it all down. But speaking of all encryption, private, military, corporate banking, cryptocurrency, every type, already beginning to be broken with this system, and soon it'll be broken in mere seconds. Yes, my friends, this is a big, big deal, but there are ways to defeat it. If you simply have systems that aren't connected to this and that are organic, the best AI now and in the future cannot mimic organic systems. That's why the EU and others want to ban memes, is because the AI can't pick it up and track it and control it. It can't tell what's a joke and what isn't. It can't tell what a composite of images are. Humans get the humor, get the coded meaning. And the brain is happy and laughs because it's able to understand it. That's true electrochemical quantum. The imperfection is the perfection. Now, that's coming up in the bottom of the hour, fourth segment. There is so much more to get to geopolitically, so much to get into in the economy, so much to get to with that all fake global greenhouse hysteria with the school children being let out of the public schools all over the country to run around and lecture their parents. And it's all a giant scam for corporations to get trillions in government taxpayer money to build green initiatives that actually burn more carbon than fossil fuel-driven cars and machines, because it took carbon to create the electricity to begin with, and they've got the equations. But what is it all about when Greta Thunberg and all these people lecture us? Well, that's a Maoist revolution. It's getting the youth all hyped up and angry and following the state and bossing their parents around. And now when you tune into CNN or MSNBC or you watch high school programming and middle school programming, it's your parents don't know best. It's time to rise up and teach them about guns. Take the guns. It's time to know that the family's a bad unit. It's time to take the microchip. That's in Time Life for Kids. 15 years ago, I held the Time Life magazine for kids and showed it on air, saying, your parents are fools. They belong to an old era. They're idiots. You will take the chip by the time you're an adult. And now, 15 years later, Elon Musk announces starting in 2020, millions of people will be able to go get not just brain chips, but a bunch of wires put in your brain, and you'll get all the perks, and you'll be cool, and you'll be the superhuman, but really you'll just be a wired-up idiot gerbil, a grand falloon that everyone's bowing and scraping to because you're like the emperor who has no clothes on but believes he's wearing new clothes. Yes, the emperor's new clothes. Only royals can see the beautiful gold fabric. Only people of high caliber, only great intellects. Well, the king saw that he was naked in his underwear, but they kept spinning him these beautiful yarns, and everyone else saw that there was nothing there, but they didn't want to be the ones to say it. It would be embarrassing. The king might have you executed. And so finally, he's at a grand parade in his underwear, and a 2-year-old steps forward and says, The emperor is naked. Out of the mouths of babes. And everyone begins laughing at the emperor, and the whole fraud collapses in around itself. Going green means big bucks for corporations, but a lot of these campaigns are bunk. Even USA Today told the truth. Got bankrupted. Spain was a great economy 10 years ago. Now they're 40% unemployment. Corporate America's found a way to turn a profit off being green. All the government funding, Yahoo Finance. Meanwhile, let's go to the heart of the matter. World's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China. World's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China, taps out of global climate strike. Well, they didn't tap out. There's 167 countries, a couple hundred other little sub-districts and autonomous ethnic and religious zones. But there's 167, 68 or so functioning, recognizable governments. And only 15, last time I checked, are even trying to adopt greenhouse carbon taxes. And it's Australia, New Zealand, some areas of Europe, the UK, and the United States and Canada. That's it. China makes zero. Oh, but you know that they spend billions. Last number I saw was $500 billion has been spent by governments and institutions the last 30 years pushing the global carbon tax. Because you do that, you got a tax on all energy, all actions, and you got to have systems to monitor and track it all. And that's the real power, because you can shut down who you don't want. So India with 1.2 billion people and China with 1.4 billion, they make zero carbon cuts. Gas, oil, coal, and they've got dirty factories with no controls, especially China. They do it on purpose. They build dozens of new power plants a month. We tear down dozens and dozens a week until Trump got in. They shut down half our coal power plants. We had the cheapest electricity in the world until Obama got in. He said, you can build a coal plant, but we will bankrupt you. And Joe Biden says, no fossil fuels of any type for America. Well, it's already, electricity is already four times cheaper in China than it is in the U.S. So one reason factories go there. And no environmental standards and no regulations. Our coal plants put nothing out but water vapor and carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Totally clean. We have the biggest clean coal deposits in the world. But, oh, Clinton signed an executive order blocking 6 million acres of it in Utah so that we can't use it. You don't have to put scrubbers on it. It's so clean, you don't even need scrubbers on it. It burns perfectly. Enough was there to run us at current rates for over 100 years. Everything off that one area. So, when you read about China not allowing any demonstrations, but here you're told, leave class, go out, as a student, demand your parents take action, demand all the coal plants are shut down, all the gas plants are shut down, and hydroelectric's bad. That could hurt fish. Total bull. And now the left wants our dams torn down, hydroelectric, totally clean. Because Greta Thunberg, she came here from Europe, and she doesn't want to die. She says the world's all over, but Obama built a $14 million palace right on the beach in Martha's Vineyard, and they all do. And remember back in 2003, Al Gore said within 10 years, all the coastal cities would be flooded. Of course, they weren't. Sea levels stayed the same, but they don't care. It's a known scam beating us over the head. Where the globalists own China, they've moved to China, then they don't let anybody else have a plant. And Paul Watson's parents sold their house after decades working in a steel knife plant. And Sheffield Steel, you know, British Steel, was based there, shipped to India because they weren't allowed to operate. See how it works? And China makes zero cuts, does nothing, but then funds us to shut off our power and laughs. It's a military attack. It's a plan to deindustrialize us. It's a plan to emasculate our men. It's all stated by the Carnegie Endowment. And they've done it. And at the last minute, we're waking up and saying, no. Gentlemen, I told you this 3 years ago, I told you this. 2 years ago, I told you this. A year ago. We're going to queue it up and have it next segment. Hillary Clinton in British odds making, which is almost always dead on. They had Trump winning before he won 3.5 years ago. This is when they were having those bets even before the election. And then people that bet on Trump won big. They are saying that Hillary is the number one odds to be the Democratic nominee. Now, she still thinks she's going to be, and she still thinks she's going to swoop in with Elizabeth Warren. I told you that almost a year ago, and I'm telling you that again now. I'm going to talk about it next segment. That does not mean she's going to run, but she still intends it and is still thinking about trying it. It's why the Democratic field has been so weak, but now it's on Fox News. Listen, it's Hillary directing trying to take me off the air. It's Hillary directing all the major censorship. Hillary's still in control of her foundation, and they still see her as more powerful in government than Obama. There it is. UK gaming site has more bets for Hillary Clinton winning Dem nomination than anyone actually running. So we're going to cover that coming up, start of the next segment. And then Mike Adams is going to be in here. We're going to get into the whole quantum supremacy and the potential to break all encryption codes and how this is so fundamentally game-changing at a level not seen since the discovery of fire, the harnessing of electricity. I mean, this is going to be very disruptive to civilization, and just the military applications are staggering. But first, we're going to get into the race, get into the attack on the Second Amendment with Mike Adams. And then he's going to be hosting the last 30 minutes to really get in-depth, because the only way somebody can get in-depth here, I've gotten better about not interrupting, is that if I step away, I'll be here in the control room while he's on. But Mike Adams is as good as I am or better on air, and he's an engineer, and where he's going to have the floor on that particular subject. But he'll be with us next segment. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I went out to a local shooting range with my son this morning, and I was shooting my semi-auto MP5 variant of an HK. It's actually a Zenith made in Turkey for a much lower price, but shoots just as good because I've shot full autos and regular HK MP5s. It's the same gun. But had a lot of fun with it, and the video's up on Infowars.com. But the reason that I wanted to play this is there's an article, a couple articles here I want to get to after we play this. UK bans photos of knives to help reduce fear of knives amid knife crime epidemic. And if you think I'm joking, up on Infowars.com, we can pull that article up. We have a screenshot of the actual newspapers in the UK saying, thank God they're banning the image of knives. Now, think about that. First, they've moved to make you get a license to have a knife. I'm not kidding. They've passed that in some cities. There it is. Cops ban knife picks in case public's scared. But if you try to then just ban knives and now you ban their image, you see it's banning words. And once you let the government start restricting words, which the UK arrest 3,000 plus people a year for criticizing Islam alone, you live in a place beyond 1984. So that's out of major British newspapers. They're on screen. And the BBC is reporting it. The Sun, the Daily Telegraph, the Guardian are all reporting it like it's a good thing. Now, in case you think I'm joking, here's an article. British politicians declare war on knives. London mayor unveils the jihadi new stop and frisk policy to enforce citywide knife ban. So you ship in Islamicists. England had one of the lowest crime rates in the world. You ship in millions and millions of Islamicist military-age men. You ship in tens of thousands of former ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters. You say they're rehabilitated. You give them free government housing. Then you have acid attacks, 7 or 8 every night. You have hundreds of stabbings. London has one of the highest crime rates in the world, mugging, stabbings. People are fleeing it en masse. That's all over the news. And their answer is, we declare war on knives a few years ago and licenses for knives. Well, anybody can make a knife. And a criminal that's going to stab somebody doesn't follow the law. So they took all the guns 30 years ago. Their crime rate started going up. They imported people from third world nations that have crime rates way above ours. And then they wonder why things are getting so bad. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. UK bans photos of knives. The UK is a police state. The UK imprisons a lot of people I personally know for breaking that there are giant pedophile rings kidnapping kids by the thousands. And then when they're convicted And Tommy Robinson goes out front and asks them as they walk in for sentencing, well, you've been convicted. What do you think? Which is totally legal. The courts arrest him and put him in jail for contempt of court because they said don't do that. Well, the court doesn't have that jurisdiction ever. But now it's happening in America. A man said, my ex-wife's a terrible person. She got the baby daughter. The little girl died a month later. The father said, I told the judge she shouldn't give her my daughter. Her blood is on her hands. The judge locked him up 2 weeks ago. He's still in jail in Detroit. So, oh, there goes your free speech. There goes your First Amendment. And that's where the free speech started, was in the UK in 1215. They had to win a war against the king to even have that power. And now it's been taken. And remember who said back in 1997, I saw the headline, BBC, Tony Blair declares war on Magna Carta, and they were so happy that he's getting rid of those basic rights. Well, you can't get rid of rights that already exist. So here I am exercising the evil Second Amendment out with my son. And my son put one clip out today. People went, wow, Jones is shooting bullseye at 25 yards. He's a great shot. Well, I went back to 50. Everybody's amazed. Only missed once. Wasn't even trying. So next week I'll go out to 100 with just an MP5. And I guess people want to see this. I'll shoot 1,000-yard bullseyes for you with a 338 Lapua. That'll be with you in the next few weeks. I'll go to 1,000-yard range, and I'll do that for you. Here's the Second Amendment, folks. Real gun control is controlling your bullets.
Yeah, my pesky American friends. Under Chinese leader Mao and others, we kill over 100 million people. How we do that if you armed? Your government, why? United Nations, why? Government need power monopoly over the people. Now, this is an American white. We are going to take from you, dirty pigs. Take your guns from you Americans. China and EU Hollywood from Beto. Take them, make you safe. Like we do in China with our death cams. Ah. China going to get your guns. You'll be slain soon. Ha ha.
And by the way, that's not a joke. When we come back, I'm going to show you footage that they admit's real of a million-person death camp and 600 people being prepared for execution. We'll also pull up Jamie White's article about it and show some of the Amnesty International photos of executions in case people are denying it. Because I get a lot of criticism from the controlled right when I criticize China. That's right. They go, oh, it's all Israel. Well, let's just say Israel's the devil. Can we now talk about our trade deficit with China, the South China Sea, and China funding the Democrats in Hollywood? Because I'm right, and it's a major threat. We're going to deal with China when we come back.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
British betting site is taking wagers on who will be the nominee, and more bets are on Hillary than any of the other candidates. Her odds are 20 to 1, or in Biden math, gazillion to banana face. So, it's not surprising that 38% say they're hoping someone new enters the race. So who would have the stuff to win? Well, not him. He dropped out. How did Trump take it?
And everyone is wondering when Kamala Harris is going to drop out, not even polling at 1% now with all of her fakeness. But the media tried to put her out there like Beto and others as the savior. It shows that they can't get anything launched now. No one believes in them anymore. So they put out bigger and bigger hoaxes in a hope to just make us try to debunk the hoaxes, which you've got to do. When they come out and say fabulous lies about me personally that have no basis in truth, are 100% false with no evidence, I still have to respond because they'll put it in every newspaper in the country. You're like, well, I thought they have no power. No, when it's every newspaper and every news channel saying incredible lies about you, your family and people just hear it and still think it's true. So Mike Adams is here, software engineer, computer engineer, best-selling author, owns a major laboratory that tests foods and chemicals, and very respected at naturalnews.com, runs over 300 major sites, major food producer, supplement producer, all around Renaissance man, naturalnews.com. What would you call this period we're in where the New York Times calls it post-truth world but says that we're the ones that are lying? No. I mean, clearly it's the post-truth world. And I see it as them just basically trying to hang on, getting nastier and more dangerous every day. And they still haven't woken up to the fact that people don't believe them now. But there is still a large swath of zombies that do, that are getting more radicalized. So what would you call this period?
Well, they've gone all in, of course, on the lies. And so they can't reverse course now. They have to keep going. And it's all going to blow up in their faces. The backlash has already begun, of course. But not to answer your question directly, but sort of indirectly about Hillary Clinton, I think the Democrats want a candidate that they can control once they're in the White House. So they can't have a candidate that can think for themselves, that can communicate clearly. I mean, Joe Biden's perfect because his neurology is an empty vessel that can just be filled with whatever lies and falsehoods they want. I mean, Joe Biden is almost a placebo president if he were to be elected. They can put anything they want, stuff his brain with anything. But, of course, the downside to that is Biden or someone like him, like a Hillary Clinton, could never beat Trump in a debate because they can't think for themselves. So all they've got, Alex, is to push the lies and censor the truth. And that's why we're all censored, and that's why the lies are doubling down and tripling down right now. I don't know what you call it. But it's malicious, and it's going to blow up in their faces very soon. That's my take.
Well, what you just said is beyond key. Their ongoing expansion of disinformation and planetary informational inversion cannot succeed in any way if there's anyone able to challenge the emperor's new clothes. And so that's why we're seeing draconian mass manipulation of communications. We're already seeing text messages that they rewrite. We're already seeing everything we do, even in private messages, being reported. I mean, we've already entered the Orwellian universe squared. It's just the public still thinks they're living in a free country. And Trump's trying to challenge this, but it's such a corporate sneak attack on humanity of the last 40 years, moving everything to China, breaking down the family, lowering the IQ, poisoning the population. Now they admit, yes, we're adding things to jet fuel and aerosolizing the atmosphere to save you. NBC News, ABC News. So there's a coming out right now. They denied all of it before. Now they're just coming out with a lot of it, too.
It's extraordinary. I ask everyday people all the time, are you aware that the environmentalists are calling for the pollution of the planet in order to block the sun, shut down photosynthesis, and basically stop what they call global warming? Almost no one is aware of it, Alex, even though, of course, it's out in the public. You know, CNBC did a big video about it. Basically, it was an infomercial for chemtrails. Bill Gates is funding it. You know, the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation is funding it. Harvard scientists are running it. It's called Project ScopeX. It's out in the open. Still, the public has seemingly very little awareness that this is an issue. Meanwhile, we are lectured.
Hit pause. Back that up.
Yeah.
Back that up to the last guy. I want you to read that. Global Atmospheric Governance. They already have treaties.
Yeah.
They have it all. Show the director of Global Atmospheric Governance. This is all in your face, ladies and gentlemen.
It's going to be run by 12-year-old German girls. Named Greta, who are going to lecture to us about science when they have no knowledge of atmospheric science whatsoever.
So none of this exists, but now Andy Parker, Project Director, Solar Radiation Management, Global Governance. Back it up again and pause it, please.
Yep.
Again, we knew about the Nobel Prize in 92. We knew about the aerosol spraying, how it's put in the jet fuel and then aerosolized by the patents. We had all the Department of Energy admissions. We had the top scientists that defected on. And then they just go, oh, he's crazy, you're crazy. And they're spraying toxins that kill plants germinating and that literally stop photosynthesis. And that if you were trying to terraform to kill the planet, you would do this. This is not terraforming. This is goth farming. What's the Latin for death? Toth farming.
I call it geogenocide. That's what I think it is. It's killing the planet. And understand, too, Alex, they're also killing the photosynthesis capabilities of phytoplankton, which is the food web for the oceans.
And remember, they're on air telling us. You've written detailed scientific papers with all the links and the admissions.
Yes.
They go, chemtrails don't exist because that's not the name. It's the high altitude, you know, geospatial spraying programs. I mean, I've played the CIA director admitting they're doing it. And then we're sitting here warning you, so we're banned because the scientific elite don't want a discussion about this until right. now. Why do you think they're suddenly admitting it and rolling it out? I think we heard them pretty bad.
Well, they play this game where they deny one thing, and then the moment they admit that, they've already moved on to something else that they deny. So there are multiple kill vectors that are happening at a global scale. Geoengineering / chemtrails is one kill vector. They've already moved on to the 5G kill vector, and they deny that that's harmful.
Even though the main studies say it gives you cancer.
Right. One day they'll admit that, but they will have moved on to another kill vector. And, of course, you've got, you know, herbicides, pesticides, you've got aluminum.
And they don't care if there's lawsuits because they get immunity to vaccine makers, immunity
right.
to the water company. Like California passes laws that you can't have 1/1,000,000th in the air of something like lead, which there's more of that in Apple. But then they say you can dump hydrofluorosilicic acid,
right.
you know, at billions of parts per million into the water that kills you and brain damages you. It's all a sick joke.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, so-called environmentalism has collapsed into quack science today. Again, it's the environmentalists that say that they want to pollute the sky, pollute the entire planet. But there's something critical about this, Alex. You know how in vaccines, you have to give consent to be injected with a vaccine, although in California they're trying to do it at gunpoint soon.
Aluminum thimerosal.
But you have to at least, you know, show up and submit your shoulder to be injected.
But not with chemtrails.
With chemtrails, they need no consent. They can pollute the entire planet, and they don't even need permission from the United States government because they can launch these planes that spray this from any country. So all they need is a runway in some third world country, pay off that dictator. They can launch, you know, the calcium carbonate or you know any other pollutant. It's called stratospheric aerosol injection, and it spreads across the entire planet like a massive volcanic eruption.
And by the way, I've talked to a lot of top media people. They know it's all true, and they go, I can't say their names, but off record, they go, I'm scared for my family. I'm planning to move to New Zealand or somewhere. I know you're right. Good luck. I mean, it's just good luck. Bye-bye. And the general public's just like, and all our kids being marched out and brainwashed out of public schools and schools last Friday saying cut our carbon when coal plants put out what plants breathe.
And plants need carbon. And by the way, we are carbon-based life. All life on Earth is carbon-based life. So when AOC says something like decarbonizing, she wants to decarbonize the planet, she's talking about destroying humans. That's the annihilation of humans. We're carbon-based life. And so carbon is essential for all plants in the food web. You cut out carbon, as these children are being brainwashed to say, you collapse the global ecosystem. And by the way, you can't escape to Australia or New Zealand because the skies are going to be dimmed there.
And by the way, let's just cut to the chase. You're here to get into quantum computing and this giant announcement that's so huge and where this is all going. We'll do that next hour. But we got to talk about bottom line. You got to be honest with yourself, folks. If you do a real mathematical or historical or military analysis of this, something real bad's running. This. Something real anti-human. They're all over the news saying the post-human era is here. Okay, something big's about to happen. I'm getting chills. But first, let's look at Chinese death camps that are mainstream news in Europe, but not on the news here. We'll show you the video straight ahead. Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. Well, the average person watches Bread and Circuses today and enjoys themselves. They've been working hard. We don't blame them. Sits back in their easy chair having a beer. At least 20 governments of the world have thousands of aircraft in the air, spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and radioactive isotopes in the atmosphere. We've been hammering this for 20-plus years. Now, suddenly, they're declassifying that it's been ongoing under the name of research, and now they're going full operational for planetary control of the atmosphere with extremely toxic elements. Mike Adams is an engineer who's researched this deeply, written hundreds of articles about it, and produced news pieces. And I want you to define this system, this program that we're facing.
Well, I call it geogenocide, Alex. And it's a multi-vector, multifaceted plan to really eliminate most humans. And this is openly admitted by the globalists, but they have so many different vectors to do it. They have soft kill vectors and hard kill vectors. This is key to understand. For a long time, I think they thought they could get away with a soft kill vector, which is infertility through vaccines and through the food supply and through heavy metals exposure, things like that. But there's been so much resistance due to mostly the independent media, you know, InfoWars and others who have sounded the alarm, and basically grassroots resistance groups in places like California that are coming up and fighting against vaccine mandates. So what I think really happened, Alex, is that they shifted from soft kill vectors to hard kill where they don't need your consent any longer. And that's geogenocide with Project Scopex. Pollute the skies, block the sun, shut down photosynthesis, demolish the global food webs, leading to mass starvation, famine, basically the four horses.
And then as the Soylent Green collapse happens in the oceans, which they previewed in the 70s, yep, then they'll say it's us doing it. They'll organize a global government around fixing the collapse, which yes, they've engineered.
They will double down on polluting the skies, claiming that the food crops are collapsing because of climate change, even when it's them who are causing it, by the way. So they'll double down on the pollution or triple down on the pollution, and they'll continue to do this until basically the biosphere is collapsed and dead, and human civilization, the survivors are the globalists who are going to go underground into their food.
And that's in their own admissions. And it's critical to understand, by only focusing on carbon dioxide as part of the life cycle, oxygen, carbon dioxide, water, and sunlight, it's a sick joke from the genetic engineering, the overfishing, the toxic waste dumping, the releasing all these genetically engineered microorganisms that are taking over the biosphere. You're worried about invasive species from another country? How about these invasive GMOs? And they know damn well what they're doing. Then you turn on all the 5G covering every square foot of the West that gives you cancer, that kills honeybees, that mutates plants and animals. We are in the middle of a giant experiment, ladies and gentlemen, being carried out by transhumanists that believe on our ashes they're building the new man.
And it's pretty clear where they intend to focus this effort. Remember when Bernie Sanders said in that CNN town hall, I think it was on September
1st, we have to get rid and abort the brown people.
Yeah, pretty much. He was all in favor of depopulation in marginal nations, mostly nations populated by brown and black people. Well, guess what? The Scopex project and blocking the sun, shutting down photosynthesis, the greatest impact will be on food crops that are grown in marginal soils in developing
And that's
nations.
Why Beto says, in the next few years, he talks like Bernie, all the crops are going to collapse. Global warming, they'll all be. It's true because they're collapsing.
They're doing it.
Yeah.
They are doing it.
Which the CIA director we played last week says we can use this to kill whole countries' crops. Well, they are.
Yeah, no, it's the complete weaponization of not just the food supply.
Remember the CIA released locusts and moths before on Latin America.
Oh, yeah. They've run biological experiments many times over. But this is a global kill system. And it means that, by the way, if you don't have a year's supply of food, not just seeds, because you won't be able to sprout the seeds. You won't be able to grow the crops because the
And let's be clear, they're accelerating it. They're testing it. And then when the third world collapses and rushes us, they'll use that to implode our economy and then use those people that are permanent refugees as the new voting bloc to end the West that could have been the ladder to build up the rest of the planet. Once we industrialize, people only have two children. That stabilizes population. Instead, they're using the overbloom of the third world as a weaponized population to then force what's left of the West to then adopt and accept the extermination plan of the third world. Then we sign on to the exterminism, which is the actual master plan.
The big long-term plan, as you mentioned, really is to pull the plug, pull the kill switch on the whole planet. But in the interim, as you mentioned, they plan to weaponize third world populations as migrants to sweep in and crush the freedoms.
And let's be clear, I told people this 25 years ago from their writings, they believe humanity must die for the, quote, new age man, they quote it in Latin in NBC News last month, to rise. But if you get deeper, though, the whole planet is seen as like an egg and that this thing is supposed to emerge from it. This is a cult that says the earth must die so they can rise. Well, that's Satan's ultimate trick.
Yeah, it is. And don't forget, the AI systems are being constructed and rolled out as well. And by the way, AI combined with robotics will make much of the migrant labor obsolete, which will cause you'll have the existence of all these migrants that came into America, you know, to pick crops and wash floors and some of these low-end jobs, suddenly they will no longer be needed by the globalists because the AI robotic systems will replace them. So you're talking about mass unemployment and even revolution among the migrants who were brought here in order to, you know, take down America, but they're going to be even annihilated by the globalists.
Folks, we need to have a planetary debate by the people about all this. And when I tell you all this, I know I sounded crazy 25 years ago when I first got on air, and I know I sounded crazy when I would read from a book that was put out the year I was born 45 years ago by a man who later became the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. He talks about fluoride in the water to lower IQ and fertility.
Now, this was all done, and America has a very low IQ now on average. I mean, if you were going to be a genius at 150, 160, you know, you're down at 120. For people that were going to be just 100, you're 80. For people that were going to be about 90, you're mentally retarded now at a 70. And you go out there, most people are borderline mentally retarded. They're morons. And this is a chemical war. You want to capture people? They could never beat America. You think it's just communists that said they wanted to weaken the American male and break up the family? That was globalists running Russia and China doing that. China executes you if you try to break up the family or if you try to promote sex with children or trans, this or that, because they say it's a plan to weaken the U.S. They already have control. Their people are slaves. And all of this is to make us weak so we can be totally conquered. And you go out there, people revel in being followers. They revel. I mean, I was around some people today. I'll leave it at that. Later in the afternoon on some business I had to take care of. And they were reminding me how Ralph Smith, the head of Hyde Park Baptist Church, the biggest church in Austin at that time, took a flu shot 5 years ago and was paralyzed the next day. And the doctor said, you have Guillain-Barre's, and he almost died. He lived a few years and did die from it. He wrote a book about it. Now, I remember that was all over Texas news when it happened. He even told his congregation, don't take the flu shot, and they got mad at him in the news. Very respected guy, Ralph Smith. I spent 1 hour today. I was at this business meeting, and one of the guys said, oh, whatever about the vaccines, you're full of it. I went and got the flu shot today because I just turned 60. And I said, oh, because they told you it protects you. I said, they've never guessed the right mutation. It gives you an increased chance in Canadian studies of getting the next flu. The other person at the table goes, you're right. The only time I got the flu is when I took the flu shot twice in a row. And I said, yeah. And he got mad. And then the other individual, it was three business people I was meeting with, lawyers. The other one goes, well, don't quote me, but you remember the big preacher who basically died from it. I went home and spent an hour on my computer trying to find Ralph Smith, Hyde Park Baptist. Now, it used to be the top link. Ralph Smith would be his book. Google has it hidden. I went 50 pages in. I went over to DuckDuckGo, found it right away. The level of control, Mike, is staggering.
Well, absolutely. That's why we're all silenced, because, number one, we have the facts on our side. We know history. Have you noticed the dumbing down of the science reporting in the mainstream media? It's like they've all become scientifically illiterate.
I have CBS saying mercury's good for children's brains.
Yeah, and they say carbon dioxide is a pollutant. You know, it's the greening molecule for life on Earth.
And if you liquefied the whole atmosphere of what we have, it's less than an inch on the surface.
Wow. That would if you just turned it all to liquid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's
a trace gas.
It's a very thin.
What is it, like 0 point? I mean, it's barely in the atmosphere.
Well, I mean, I don't know how thick it is. I know that the density altitude on Earth is a lot less.
Yeah, let's look at what's sea planets. Level. What's sea level density? Look up sea level carbon dioxide.
It's 408 parts per million carbon dioxide right now.
408 parts per million.
Yeah, that's it. It's barely.
And without that, bye bye.
That's right. The whole planet would die.
And all the studies show how much higher was it millions of years ago? Much higher.
It was over 10,000 parts per million.
And then reportedly, that's why the plants grew so fast. There was more oxygen.
Yeah, frankly, in the age of the dinosaurs, the Earth was more lush. It was more green. The oceans were higher. Which means you have bigger oceans. I don't know why the globalists today, they want a frozen, dead planet with smaller oceans and fewer plants and less green. But that's what they're called.
All the studies show that carbon dioxide cleans the Earth.
Well, carbon dioxide is the life molecule.
We're going to start the second hour. We're behind. I want to get to your huge quantum compute and the Google announcement. It's not hype, folks. It can break all encryption. Already is breaking much of it. Huge developments. But we're going to get into the Chinese death camps first. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. It's all being announced. It's like, oh, that's okay. Kill them all. Ominous music on purpose. I'm trying to get your attention. There's a breakaway scientific dictatorship that has developed a plan and believes they're going to be immortal if they can kill the rest of the humans. They've been promised this deal. They publicly say it's our sacred program to get rid of humans, the scourge of the planet, the disease. That's what's taught at the PhD level. That's what's in the universities. I remember like 12 years ago, I was making Endgame, and Dr. Pionka at UT was the head of the biology department, and he, on his own website at UT, pledged himself to Lucifer, said he was a druidic priest. He gave a speech to the Texas Academy of Sciences, projected skulls on the wall, and said, soon we'll all die from airborne Ebola, and I'm ready to die. Humans are bad. He got a standing ovation, it was reported by the news. Now, his students, some of which work in biological weapons laboratories, sent threatening letters to us, WorldNet Daily, and others, and were in the news defending him, saying, look, humans are a disease. We need to all die. The real plan is kill everyone. Pionka just won't tell you that. So you have to understand that it's going to be Infowars.com and National News, maybe DrudgeReport.com, last place standing. They're banning everything right now. And this is so diabolical and so evil. I know it sounds insane. And the reason it can win is it's so over the top. Who could admit this to themselves? But it's exactly what Revelation says. Mike?
Well, Banned.video, your new video site, I'm so glad you launched it. I think it's really important for the upcoming election. Banned.video, as well as my video platform, Brighteon.com, and, you know, BitChute's out there, maybe a couple of others. I think that's it. We are going to be the last platform standing through which conservatives or pro-liberty people or even just pro-truth people can get their message out. And with the 2020 election coming up, I'm starting to really be concerned about this, Alex, where I don't think that the Trump administration can take action against the tech giants quickly enough to reestablish freedom of speech before the 2020 election, which means it's going to be up to us, our independent platforms, to provide that public debate. And, you know, one thing actually I'm really frustrated about, by the way, across the liberty community is that so many people are still just pushing YouTube and Facebook as long as they have a channel there. Folks, you got to switch over.
Yeah. Drudge came here 3.5 years ago and warned of this. And I was talking to other big site people today in newspapers. And they're like, well, we understand, but we're not going to ever promote you because they might ban us. And I said, I don't need you to promote me. I said, they're going to get you. They're picking people off every day. That's a program. It's how authoritarians work. They only come for certain people incrementally so no one ever rises up till it's too late. These people are fools.
Yeah, that's right. Because, look, YouTube is never going to give you a fair shot if they haven't banned you yet and you have a pro-liberty message. It's just because they're waiting for the right time to ban you, probably closer to the election, where they can devastate your audience, you know, with the appropriate strategy. Look, the point is,
they have an algorithm. They don't want you to build something beforehand.
That's
right. They want you to be sucker punched.
That's right.
Caught with your pants down.
Now, by the way, is banned.video, I know you're going to continue to expand the channels and the shows and the people
yes.
that are on there, right? That's the plan. I think that's absolutely crucial. Because, you know, even you should offer a channel to Trump's campaign manager, you know, Brad, or others. Just say, look, come in. Here's your logins.
Sure. If nationalists and conservatives, libertarians started working together, and if Trump then promoted sites, I know he's tweeted out Paul's site and our stuff. That's great. It should be every day. One American News Network, National News, it should be every day. Because we really have the power. We're the producers. But instead, everybody just kind of, oh, here, give the dog a bone. Let's still be on Twitter and Facebook. And only Drudge has been the visionary long before, you know, 10 years ago, saying, get the hell out of Facebook and Twitter. And now they're just nightmare echo chambers.
Yeah. Drudge, he saw this coming. He was warned, I think, by a Supreme Court justice,
yes.
wasn't it? And he warned you many years ago.
He was told the plan. It was all coming.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This is all engineered. And by the way, the only reason that you're standing and that I'm still standing is because we have our own product revenue streams based on high quality, you know, lab verified.
And now they're trying to take that.
Products.
So
that's right. That's why
NaturalNews.com, great products, InfoWarsStore.com. We got some amazing sales that end today, by the way. I didn't even plug last hour. We have the Beto 9 shirt, and we have the new Operation 51st State Take Over the Moon shirt, InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us, Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You know, there's been a phenomenon where people tuned in by the millions every day for a long time. And they thought I was, you know, crazy and entertaining, and a lot of it was true, but a lot of it wasn't. Now people are really concerned because hundreds of things we've talked about have now completely come out exactly as we said. And they're like, how does you know exactly how fluoride reduced to IQ? How does you know exactly how it lowers fertility? Because there are already hundreds really thousands of studies going back 100 years. Now it's just all being thrown in your face because they're just moving on to the next poison. And so when we tell you there's a plan to set up a world government run by AI and a post-human world, and the globalists say that they're going to merge with machines and we're going to be obsolete and we're going to be removed because we're fallen, that is a psychotic, beyond Hitler exterminism that we see through so-called elites and dictators throughout history, where communist, fascist, emperors, Attila the Hun, that when they take over, they end up killing almost everybody but maybe some women they want to keep, some slaves they want. Well, now human life is beyond cheap. It's like garbage to them. And so we can joke around about China, who's killed over 100 million of their own people, they admit, 60-something million under Mao, where the New York Times 2 weeks ago writing another op-ed praising Mao Zedong after he died. Well, David Rockefeller wrote one praising Mao in the 1970s when he died. I guess it was 76. So you can read these op-eds praising someone that killed way more than Hitler and then realize they made one-sided deals to move us to China, to move our industry, to have... where they have no environmental standards, no carbon taxes. And it was in the news today. Stories up on InfoWars.com. The China will make no carbon cuts. Outlaws protesting carbon. Says it's all a fraud, but then funds environmental movements here to say, oh, get rid of your coal. Well, America is a net energy exporter for the first time in history. Now, if they can take that away from us, that's economically winning. Well, where is the left? Where have they invested China? So this is economic warfare. Okay, there's the story. The world's leading greenhouse gas emitter, China, taps out of global climate scam. So that's the key here. They have no standards. So how is cutting all of ours, that's what they call water vapor, you know, toxic waste out of our plants, because that's all that's coming out, that carbon dioxide. That's the scam. So I wanted to, you know, this is a little piece for band.video. It works just as good as YouTube. We're upgrading. We're adding a lot of new channels. A lot of new people are going to have channels. You're welcome to have one on there, Mike. I mean, again, we'll have people try to set us up and stuff. So it's got to be, you know, folks that are invited that are contributors to it. But we're going to add hundreds of channels to it. And that takes funding. That's why your support at InfoWarsStore.com is so critical to build an independent infrastructure outside of Silicon Valley's out-of-control behavior. But here's a little piece we put together where we make a joke about the communist Chinese government being symbolized by a bloodthirsty dragon. But folks can't handle the hardcore truth, so maybe they can handle a cutesy tyrant. Here it is. The Ministry of Truth brings you this message from Fentanyl, the Chi-Com government dragon.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do. I just caught you, American. You visited band.video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit band.video or I have to hurt your eyes.
Now let's talk facts. There's an article on InfoWars.com that has Amnesty International links to state party executions. And you can follow the links if you'd like and see people being executed at sports stadiums. In public executions, if you're caught with 1 gram of any type of opiate or fentanyl, you're executed. But China gets caught shipping just a month ago 25,000 tons of this garbage into the United States, enough to kill 10,606,000,000 people with an overdose. So I want to roll for you what's on Sky News in Europe, but I've not seen this on U.S. News. Maybe it's there. Maybe you've seen it. But shocking footage leaked from inside Chinese re-education torture camp. Chinese government defines million-man camps as vocational. That's Sky News reporting that. And again, it shows a million-man camp and 600 being loaded on a train, heads shaved and blindfolds on. That's what they do when they take you to executions. And again, you can find hundreds of photos of Chinese executions. They wear blue and they wear red gowns. And you can see them being taken for execution. There, that's 600 being led out of the million-person camp in Western, in Western China. That's in Mongolia. And those are the ethnic group. It's basically genetically Chinese, but they are Muslims. And I've seen some sick comments on InfoWars saying this is how we should handle the Muslims. Just because the Muslims, every country they take over, they throw everybody out or kill them, or the Chinese communists do that, doesn't mean we become them. Okay, that doesn't mean we bring them here either and let them tell us what to do. But this is very, very serious. Mike Adams, your wife, and we're going to play some of this video. There's no audio from this death camp. But your wife's from Taiwan. You know what's happening in Hong Kong. We've even seen a lot of our media support China cracking down on autonomous Hong Kong. China's our main competitor economically, militarily, and they've bought off the Democratic Party. Some people on the right wing, though, say, oh, no, China's not a problem. This is weird.
No, China's a huge problem. And remember that all those people that you showed in that video that are being led perhaps to their death or to be tortured, they were originally captured by high-tech surveillance. So it's companies like Google and Facebook that
helped them.
In fact, yeah, empowering China to become this horrific, you know, worse than Stalinist, worse than the Third Reich type of police state. And at the same time, and you're well aware of this, China, they're already carrying out warfare against the United States. Fentanyl is a form of chemical warfare against the United States of America to poison our citizens and kill our citizens. And it's killing over, 65,000 a year right now.
That's just fentanyl.
Yeah, and the number's probably much higher. At the same time, and this is where we got to get into artificial intelligence.
You're taking over next segment.
No, but this is highly relevant. See, China's working on AI.
With Google. Google doesn't work with us. They've moved to China. And let's be clear. They made the Uyghurs 2 years ago all take in each family a cell phone that by law has to be plugged in. This is in the news. And then they listened with it. And then that's how they rounded up 2 million. There's 2 1-million man camps.
Oh, and the
5G.
The 5G technology is all about being able to turn on your mobile device and have the government do a real-time streaming monitoring of what you are seeing.
And is that why Trump's so angry at Huawei?
Well, I think there are patent and intellectual property reasons also.
Sure, but it's two competing AI grids.
Yeah, it is. But understand, 5G is the infrastructure that can carry the high-speed bandwidth necessary to turn every phone into a surveillance
for device. The panopticonic real-time Internet of Things.
Exactly. The reason they don't care about the health consequences is because it's not about protecting your health. It's about spying on you. You know, they convince a certain number of Americans to buy Amazon devices or Apple devices.
And that pays for the grid.
Yeah, but you know, people have spy devices in their homes, but that's not enough. They want to see what you're seeing.
And this can read data over power line, which they're now activating.
Yeah, that technology exists as well.
And they've got the smart bulbs.
But wait until China has an AI system that's smarter than any U.S. AI system.
We're putting in the grid for the AI to take over.
And this is the ultimate kill weapon. Whoever does it first, Alex, will dominate the world.
Remember the movie Species, where the aliens over the radio satellite SETI send us a message for DNA, and they put it together, and it's a disaster. Well, whatever this is, AI is an alien. These new human-animal hybrids are alien. It's new. We're making aliens. We're making our destruction. It's more dangerous than hydrogen bombs, and the establishment's just pell-mell rushing into it.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. No one can back off of it. The corporations and the governments that are all involved in this research, they can't back off because they don't want to be left behind.
It's all a race with each other, but it's still a race to destruction.
It is. It's a race to humanity's suicide. It's total annihilation. That's where this ends up. But you can't not do it because you don't want China to have it first and kill us first.
Mike Adams, you take over. I'm going to be here, but you're going to take over the next three segments when we return. We're getting into a major step towards the singularity and towards what that's going to do, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Google has come out with encryption-breaking systems with quantum computing that's nothing else like it. Stay with us. Tech weapons and systems by elites. And so they're going to build the AI. They're going to build the fission fusion systems. They're going to build the artificial black holes. They're going to build the antimatter weapons like the Air Force talked about 10 years ago. So Mike Adams is a smart engineer, one of the smartest people I know. He's got articles at nationalnews.com. They're also mirrored at Infowars.com with a post of this live feed, so you can share this right now. Why Google's quantum supremacy means end of encryption security for cybersecurity, military finance, and personal communications. The way you laid it out is amazing. And Forbes gets into this some with their Google claims quantum supremacy making a major milestone in computing. But just explain why this is so huge, why this is so massive.
Sure. Let's back up. So on Friday, NASA co-published a science article that was authored by Google scientists. They have a publishing arrangement on their science articles. So NASA published a science paper, and then I think Fortune magazine and Financial Times picked it up. And they covered it as quantum supremacy, reporting a 53-qubit quantum computer achieving this amazing milestone, which we'll explain more here in a few minutes. Almost immediately, Google pulled the study and then claimed that it wasn't ready for publication, but they didn't deny it. They didn't deny its existence or deny its conclusions. So, you know, the cover-up begins is what I wrote. Then I did a summary report Saturday, and Paul Joseph Watson covered that. I want to thank Paul for covering that. And by the way, Alex, just you to have the courage to cover this. For some reason, the independent media is not covering this story. I don't know if they just don't grasp the implications.
They just don't want you to know that it can break the crypto, which we should talk about solutions to this instead of denying it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it breaks classic, cryptography. And we can talk about the reasons why. Basically, within 2 to 3 years, what this means is that according to Google scientists, they will be able to go to 100 qubits and then 200 and then 400. Once they pass 256, which is the number of bits in most modern, you know, cryptocurrency encryption algorithms, once they pass 256, they can break all encryption of modern cryptocurrency, which is RSA or AES algorithms. And then what they can do is spoof the origins of all cryptocurrency transactions. So using this quantum computer, Google could basically drain everybody's crypto wallets without anyone knowing. And in fact, the blockchain system would process all those transactions as if they were normal. So that's the capability of this. And it's all based on, well, you know, I don't want to get too geeky on this, but let me just mention the implications. This will be able to break all military encryption another 1 to 2 years later. So military-grade encryption, 1024, even 2048-bit military encryption, will be rendered useless.
But, and that's conservative because these jumps are logarithmic.
Yeah, that's I am being conservative. You're right. The paper said that it's double logarithmic advances in this technology. But even then, the fact that a 1024-bit quantum computer can crack 1024-bit encryption in fractions of the time that would normally be expected. For example, if you encrypt a file or, you know, a transaction or something, a cryptocurrency transaction, it might take 1 second to encrypt it. But with current computers, it might take a billion years to break that encryption. On a quantum computer, it might be broken in 1 second. You see, so the reason cryptography is secure is because it relies on what's called the asymmetry of computational complexity, where you can encrypt something in a split second, but to break it might take a billion years. That goes away with quantum computing. It makes it symmetrical. The amount of seconds that you put into the encryption is basically equivalent to the amount of seconds that it takes them to break that.
And the answer to this is a lot of out-of-the-box thinking, but if you just go back to common sense, that if in many areas of life, we don't need things to be automated and digital. We don't need it to all be controlled. That allows vertical integration. That's why the control freaks want it. We need to have both complex lives, but also decentralized lives as a balance in nature. I believe should be a rule going into the future that it's not done by governments, corporations, but that is organically supported by humans, that we should not just transfer everything over to the system.
Well, right. And encryption protects private communications, and it protects our private transactions and so on. Private emails, you know, like hush mail.
So end of privacy.
It's the end of privacy as we know it. That's exactly right.
And if you think there's a lot of hacking and backdoors now because governments want backdoors and corporations do, this is going to be abused. This is going to just cause absolutely devastating disasters. And once AI has it, if it doesn't like us, once we're all dependent on machines, it just turns it off and we all starve to death.
Well, so you just nailed it. So what happens when you combine AI super intellect with quantum computing, which means no more secrets? You know, like that movie Sneakers, too many secrets, and they had this box that could break any code. That's about to become reality.
No more firewalls, no more bulkheads. Total disease spread of viruses.
And you know, computer. Right now you can encrypt your hard drive and you can have a, you know, a private hard drive. You have to enter, you know, a decryption password.
The 5G just looks right into it.
Well, with this quantum computing, they could break your hard drive encryption in fractions.
Sure, but beyond that, they've been engineering for 20 years quietly that most of the chips are really transceivers, and yeah. that they could, so they can grab the info off once 5G goes in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, 5G is built as a sweeping up, hoovering up all the information.
People think their computers are all cut off, and what's the term they use when they're not plugged into the web? The government does it, but it's not really happening.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, but here's, check this out. So the NSA right now is hoovering up every email that's encrypted, right? And even though they can't break that encryption today, they're archiving all those emails. They will be able to break that encryption 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road. So you are sending, let's say you're sending your private financial data over the internet, but you've encrypted it and you think it's safe. Today it is safe. 2 years from now, they can retroactively break it because the NSA has a copy of it, which means they can go back into all of Trump's finances, you know, as an example, and they can hack into all of Trump's encrypted files, which, of course, Jerry Nadler wants to do every day anyway. It's like
and they can also fake them.
Of course. Absolutely.
Fake voice prints, fake video. You think deep fakes are bad now? Just get ready till AI has it.
Right. So remember in World War II, Enigma? The machine was called Enigma. It was a way for the
Allies. And they didn't let the Germans know the whole war they had it.
That's right. And it's what allowed us to know the strategic moves of the German army. Imagine now if China achieves the quantum computing decryption capabilities ahead of the United States.
And why has Google thrown their lot in with them? You're going to host now the last two segments.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the control room and watch this because I want him to have two segments to really get into his articles that are at NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and NaturalNews.com. Wherever you get them, spread them, because the only way these articles get out is you. Separately, we're ending this big sale, one of the biggest we've had in a while, today. Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, all great nootropics, the best energy you've ever had. I mean, these dwarf anything out there. The fish oil, the krill oil, the Body's Ultimate Turmeric, the fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine, a little silver fortified. We even have 75% off one item that is the 8-pack Power Stack AMPM. That is below cost because I want you to try it and see how amazing it is. I mean, it's just insane. We've also got the Beto Not Designer T-shirt dealing with our semi-autos. And we also have the pre-orders for Operation 51st State, which is so amazing. If you're a radio listener, you've got to go check it out on InfoWarsStore.com. But regardless, your purchases of these products make everything we do here possible. So please take action today because, taking money you earn and putting it into information warfare means we stand against the globalists that are working so hard to try to take us off the air. But regardless of what you do, please tell everyone about the local radio station or TV station you're watching us on and spread the link to InfoWars.com/show and band.video because we're making a real resistance against this. They want radio silence from a pro-human source. All this anti-God, anti-human, satanic new world order comes in. We're going to be here as long as we can warning you because things are about to get real serious and they want us off the air before it hits, but we're going to be here thanks to you. Mike Adams takes over.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in here for the last two segments of this show today on this Sunday. Going to talk about the quantum supremacy claims of Google and, more importantly, the implications for humanity. And I was talking with Alex off the air here, and I think we both agree that humanity is in deep trouble. What's coming, not just from this quantum supremacy, but also artificial intelligence, will challenge our very existence. And, of course, no one in the mainstream media seems to have any understanding of this or even a willingness to cover it. And that's one reason why I'm so thankful that this platform exists here on InfoWars and for your support to keep this platform alive and humming. And more than ever, I mean ever in the history of human existence, InfoWars needs your support. InfoWars needs to be well-funded so that we can continue to get this message out. Now, we have a conundrum as a human race. The conundrum is that, well, there's a race to see who can develop AI first, which nations or corporations can build it first, and also which nations or corporations can master quantum supremacy first. These are two different technologies, but they do overlap in certain ways that I'll talk about here. Now, the conundrum is that if we don't develop these technologies, we will be enslaved and dominated and annihilated by communist China, which is absolutely working on these technologies. And of course, Google is probably working with China on this as well, because Google is the most evil corporation in the world. It seems like Google hates America, and Google doesn't want America to be the dominant force in the future of our world. So China has been chosen by Google because they like this communist approach to the world. They like to have, you know, people enslaved. They don't want individuals to have anything resembling liberty. But if China has this technology first, then they will defeat the United States military, because the military will have no more secrets. There will be no ability for the Pentagon to broadcast communications to submarine commanders or troops or, you know, leaders anywhere in the world, because all those messages, which are transmitted over the open airwaves, you know, they just propagate through the atmosphere as electromagnetic waves, they will be able to be cracked by China if China develops quantum supremacy first. So, in other words, we can't back off of this technology. We have to pursue it. And yet, we all know, at least those in the highest levels of science and mathematics, we know that this technology will be the annihilation of humanity. So it's a suicide pact, almost. And yet, you still can't back off of it because you don't want to be defeated by the enemies of the United States. So here's what's really happening. This technology, this research, is being pursued by many corporations. It includes Google, Microsoft, even Nokia is involved in some of this. It includes Communist China, the United States of America, the NSA, and other corporations, IBM, for example. Alibaba in China has been pursuing some of this. You can just go through the U.S. Patent Office and you can see a multitude of patents, thousands on, you know, quantum computing and artificial intelligence and all these things. There are thousands of patents already, much more coming. But this technology is the great enslaver of humanity, because it concentrates power into the hands of the few. If you thought you were living in a slave nation now, a slave world, a tech environment where you are spied upon, where Google builds psychological profiles, where your emails are read by Google to be used against you, exploited to manipulate you, if you thought that was bad, wait until Google has a working 512-bit quantum computer that can decrypt every encrypted file or every encrypted transaction that you might send or that an organization might send, such as a bank. Banks issuing wire transfers could be completely transparently read by Google or even spoofed by Google if it's the first one to have this capability. So in other words, whatever corporation controls this technology first will be able to dominate global finance. They will be able to compromise all cryptocurrency as it exists today. They will be able to read all encrypted communications, emails, military messages, and even archive files that have been previously encrypted that they've already stored at the NSA, because they've been sweeping up all these files for many years. So you might have secrets that you emailed somebody 5 years ago, a secret document, a secret code, a secret financial spreadsheet that you encrypted, that will be broken in the future by this technology, and you might be retroactively prosecuted for something that you thought was perfectly safe. This is coming. And now, let's talk about cryptocurrency for a second. Now, I know, look, I'm in favor of the whole idea of cryptocurrency. I'm in favor of decentralization. The Federal Reserve is a scam. It's a criminal cartel of fiat currency to control humanity. And they've controlled us since 1913, creature from Jekyll Island. They've done a damn good job of controlling us. But cryptocurrency has a vulnerability now because of quantum computing. Unless Bitcoin and other crypto platforms, unless they find a new way, a much stronger version of cryptography, which I'll talk about in a second. There is such a thing called quantum cryptography that might be a solution for this. But if we don't switch to that, all cryptocurrency will be compromised. According to Google scientists, they're estimating within 2 to 3 years they will have that capability. So start your clocks. Start thinking about this. In 2 to 3 years, you know, all the cryptography that protects cryptocurrency today might be compromised. That's a very big deal, especially since all of us support decentralization. So the question is, how can we continue to function as individual pro-liberty citizens in a world that is increasingly centralized by these evil tech giants that can then read all our secrets, that are almost omniscient? They know everything about us, way beyond anything that you can imagine now. I mean, now, right now, today, Google knows what videos you watch on YouTube. They know what search terms you're looking for. They read your emails, all this. They know the analytics of which websites you visit and so on. But that's nothing compared to when they're going to read all your secrets and know everything about you. Now, imagine this. What happens when there's a Supreme Court justice nominated by President Trump or a future president, when this quantum cryptography technology exists in the hands of an evil corporation like Google that has already been proven to try to steal elections and manipulate elections? You know exactly what's going to happen. They're going to go Kavanaugh squared. They're going to go Kavanaugh at a quantum level. They're going to spill every secret of every document, of every piece of history, every email, every conversation from the history of that Supreme Court nominee if they're a conservative, if they oppose abortion. So you see, what they did to Kavanaugh is nothing compared to what they're going to do to future nominees that resist the globalist tyranny, the globalist hive mind system that they want to push on all of humanity. This is really what's coming. And they're going to use this technology as a weapon system against every member of Congress, against every senator, against every Supreme Court justice, and every president. And sadly, I'm just going to tell you a simple truth here. You'll agree with it, but I'm going to get in trouble for saying it. Republicans in Washington, D.C. tend to not understand technology. They don't understand cryptography. They're not that good on computers, by and large. There are exceptions to this, but by and large, they're not good with computers. So they don't understand the implications of this technology. Whereas it's the Democrats and the leftists who are dominating these fields, who run Google, who run Facebook, who actually see the implications of this. Bill Gates knows what's coming. He's a smart person. I think he's evil in his application of technology, but you can't legitimately say that Bill Gates has a low IQ. He doesn't. He gets it. He understands technology. He just chooses to use it against humanity instead of for humanity. I would like the opportunity for us pro-liberty, pro-Trump, pro-America individuals to find a way to use technology for the good of human liberty, for the good of humankind. And again, coming back to it, that's why this platform needs to exist right here at Infowars.com, because what's coming is going to steamroll everything. Everything out there that you thought was pro-liberty, your websites, your cryptocurrency, everything can just be annihilated by these technologies, artificial intelligence, and quantum computing, especially when combined. That combination, I believe, will spell the end of humanity. And I'll talk about that more when we return here on InfoWars Sunday edition. This is Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones for one more segment. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break with more. We have entered the Twilight Zone here on InfoWars Sunday edition. Mike Adams filling in for the last segment. I was with Alex here earlier talking about these big deal issues, AI systems, quantum computing, humanoid robotics, and what happens when you combine those three technologies in the hands of a company that wants to murder humanity. Yeah, it's not a pretty picture, and it is very much Twilight Zone. But hey, before we get to that, let me share something fun with you. I was recently at a conference speaking in Branson, Missouri, and I think there were 3,000 people there live, so I got to speak in front of a live audience for the first time, which was always a lot of fun. And so many fans of InfoWars were there at the event, maybe many watching right now, and a woman came up to me and gave me this incredible piece of handmade artwork here that I'm showing on the desk here. And this is an InfoWars kind of a celebration, saying thank you to all the people involved here, not just Alex Jones, but Will Johnson, Owen Schroyer, and Savannah Hernandez is here, Paul Watson, even Robert Barnes, and many other names here. And Matt Drudge is mentioned, and some others, Gavin McGinnis as well. Just kind of a homemade piece of artwork to say thank you. And this is really a metaphor for what I witnessed, which is so many people walking up and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the air. Thank you for keeping InfoWars alive and going. Thank you for having the courage to tell the truth. And thank you for being here to speak to us also. And so those of you who are out there and you watch InfoWars, you listen to the podcast, you watch the videos at band.video now, and you maybe try to talk to other people about this information. Some people are open to it, some people are not. But I want you to know, whatever you find out there, you are not alone. You are among millions of people worldwide who watch this information and who learn amazing things that the mainstream media absolutely refuses to cover. And that's what we're talking about here today. The combination of AI, quantum computing, and humanoid robotics. So anyway, just thank you to all the people out there who said thank you. And even it was so many people told me, tell Alex that we love him. Tell Alex that, you know, we listen to him every day. Another thing interesting, some people at the event, I was talking to them backstage off the air. Many members of the federal government who are working inside various federal agencies such as DHS. And one individual, of course, I won't name the person, but he's part of a rapid response team that DHS sends out to events such as when Antifa is attacking an ICE facility in Portland, Oregon. You know, his team gets sent out there to interface with Antifa and take the beating, I guess, and, you know, try to prevent total chaos from breaking out. And he told me there's so many people inside DHS and inside the federal government who watch InfoWars and who are aware of all of this information and are on the side of Alex Jones and what this network represents, the information that we share. And so even inside the government, actually what he told me is they pretend to go along with the system because they get a paycheck, but they all have kind of an agreement, kind of an oath that if it comes down to the globalists taking out Trump or some future president ordering gun confiscation or something, they're all going to quit. They're all just going to pack up and leave. They're not going to sign up for that. So I don't know if Beto, however you pronounce his fake name, if he plans to go confiscate all these guns himself, maybe he might succeed once or twice max. But if he doesn't plan to confiscate all the guns himself, if he plans to send all these DHS agents out to do it, guess what? They're going to quit and they're going to go home because no one wants to take gunfire from America's patriots. You know what I mean? No one's that crazy. Probably not even Beto himself. Anyway, getting back on topic here. I'm sorry, one more thing. I want to mention this. Alex mentioned in a previous segment, my wife is from Taiwan. And I just want to say for the record, my wife's family escaped the communist Chinese. Escaped them. You know, the Mao era, the Cultural Revolution. And Taiwan became the freedom center of Asia. I call Taiwan actually kind of the Texas of Asia. And Taiwan right now is run by pro-independence forces that understand the importance of being independent from communist China. But I want you to know that even though, I mean, myself and my wife, we have a global view about liberty and freedom, and we spread that information all across the world as best we can to people throughout Taiwan and Asia and other places. And there's also the EpochTimes.com newspaper run by people who also escaped communist Chinese. And the Epoch Times is one of the best independent sources out there right now, too. I met those people in New York. They have the exact same experience. They escaped the communist Chinese, but not all of them did. Some of their journalists and writers got caught in China and were tortured and murdered. And so I want you to understand what's at stake in all of this. The fact that we are here, the fact that you can tune in to InfoWars every day, that we're on the air, that we are still here fighting, that we're telling the truth, that we're challenging the corruption of the globalist system. That is such a blessing. Do not take it for granted. Continue to support this network, and we might just have a chance, the human race, I mean, not just America, but all of us. All right, in the few minutes we have left here, let me get back to the three pillars of technology that are going to threaten humanity. That is the rise of artificial intelligence, AI, humanoid robotics, and quantum computing, which breaks encryption codes. You might be asking yourself, what happens when all three of these technologies are combined in the hands of one evil globalist corporation like Google, or an evil government tyranny like communist China? Well, start thinking about it. With quantum computing, you can break all the codes. You have omniscience, almost. There are no more secrets from you. When you have artificial intelligence with, let's say, an equivalent IQ of 5,000 IQ points in a computer, you can outthink and outstrategize all human beings, including those in the military. And you can plan ahead 10 steps, and you can run false flags, and you can run messaging, and you can send out, you know, the messages to the media. And in fact, some people think that AI systems are already running the media, and that's a very real possibility. You combine this with humanoid robots, then you can translate it into physical action in the physical world. With humanoid robots that are connected to the AI-powered central server systems controlled by Google, let's say, what you get is a real-world translation of the evil intent of the AI system. These humanoid robots can go physically kill you, they can tear down buildings and cities, or they can build new structures. They are the military, real-world, rubber-meets-the-road systems powered by AI, which is also infused with all the knowledge because of quantum computing breaking all the codes. It is this trio that will spell doom for humanity if we don't stop it. And that's why I've said that we, as a nation, as a human race, we have got to pull the plug on Google. We have to pull the plug on AI. We need to prevent AI research from going too far in every nation of the world. And I don't think it's going too far to say that President Trump should, if he understood this, and I don't think he fully does yet, he should issue the Pentagon to go surround Google and dismantle it. This is beyond Skynet. This is beyond the Terminator series. We've got to stop this before it's too late. And the bad news is it may already be too late, because they're way ahead of what they declare publicly. And even though this paper came out Friday talking about a 53-qubit quantum computer, the truth is they already have this way beyond 100 qubits. That's just a fact that cannot be denied. So we have to pull the plug on this, or we, all of us, you and I, patriots, veterans, those of you out there, law enforcement, what have you, you better learn how to kill robots. And I mean that literally. You better learn how to kill robots, because they will be coming for you. We're talking about beyond Skynet. And when I say kill robots, I mean rapid fire, high caliber weapons. You need to go get yourself like a Nemo Arms 300 Win Mag semi-auto rifle platform. You know, you get yourself a .338 Lapua Magnum that's a semi-auto. I think Alexander Arms makes one of those. You're going to need high-powered weapons to stop these robots. I mean, think about the armor that they will be carrying. Think about their thermal imaging systems. You better know how to camouflage yourself against thermal imaging, because these robots will hunt at night, and many of them will be airborne. They will be robotic drones powered by super intelligent AI systems, and they will be able to kill you from a very far, you know, long distance. They'll have ballistics computers running the calculations in them. They can compensate for their movement and windage and bullet drop and all that. And they'll just shoot at you from out of the sky and take you out one by one. You won't even know what hit you. You won't even know what's coming. So we either pull the plug now, or we, the human race, we go to war with the robots sooner or later. It's not next year, but it might be in 10 years. It's coming. And it's really, we're not going to be able to stop it, I think, once it unravels. So that's what's at stake. And Infowars.com is about the only place that you can get this information. I cover it at naturalnews.com. Paul Joseph Watson has covered it. There's more coming. Thanks for watching. Be safe. Get prepared.